بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، إنما ورثوا العلم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، رواه أبو داود. In this hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed the ulama, they are the inheritors of the prophets. إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما. And the Anbiya, and they did not leave behind any dinar or dirham. Meaning their inheritance, their estate was not dinar and dirham. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. What they left behind, what they passed on, was knowledge. The knowledge of the Sharia, the knowledge which was taught to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did not leave behind wealth which was to be distributed even among his family. The inheritance or the estate left behind by a prophet is not distributed even among their family. And this was something which the Sahaba knew. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind was the Quran and Sunnah. And he said in his final khutbah, in the farewell khutbah as well, that I leave behind two things, the Quran and Sunnah. If you hold on to these two things, then you will be fine. The ulama are the ones who inherited the Quran and Sunnah. And then the ulama are the ones, the Sahaba, they are the ones who passed it down to their students, who passed it down to their students, who passed it down to their students, until this knowledge came to us. So when the ulama explain the Sharia, then they are explaining it in the light of the Quran and Sunnah. They are explaining it in the light of the Quran and Sunnah with the knowledge that was passed down from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Sahaba. And they are experts in their field. Just like in every field, you have experts. There are ulama who are experts in their fields. And we are not. So when the ulama say something to us, or when the ulama explain to us that this is something which is going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are things to avoid, these are things which are okay, this constitutes the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not, and then we have to have the heart to accept that and follow that. And if we don't, and we only pick and choose, that we go to this mufti for this mas'ala because we know we're going to find maybe some leniency in there, and find another mas'ala somewhere else online, or another fatwa online, then in reality we are not following the Sharia, we are following our desires. The ulama have spent many, many years, like my ustad Mufti Ridaul Haq. If I give him as an example, he studied for around 13 years. After studying for around 13 years, he did the Mufti course for 17 years. He went under the training of issuing fatawa for 17 years under Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahimahullah, such a great scholar himself. And then after that, until now, which has been another around 40 years, you could say, he has been teaching, studying, issuing fatawa. Now, if someone so experienced in Sharia tells you that this is not permissible, this is permissible, these are things to avoid, these are things which are okay, then you have to respect that, you have to follow that, you will be answerable on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I sent ulama. وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ ala sa'iril kawakib. In the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the virtue of the alim over the abid, someone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, but he doesn't have knowledge. The virtue over the alim, over the abid, is like the virtue of the moon on the 14th night over the rest of the stars. So this is the difference between an alim and an abid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you that I give you ulama who gave you the sharia, who explained you the sharia in the light of the Quran and sunnah. Did you follow them or did you follow your desires? Alhamdulillah, over the month we have been hearing many reminders. Almost every salah we have a reminder. We have bayanats in other masajid as well. The Jumu'ah bayan. Let us build that, make that clear intention that when the ulama guide us, we will follow their guidance. Because if we don't follow their guidance, then what will happen? We will go into darkness. The ulama are here just like the anbiya were here to remove the people from the darkness to light. The ulama are here to remove people from the darknesses of jahiliyyah. Sometimes in our customs and traditions, there are darknesses, things which oppose the sharia, which are contrary to the sharia. But we like to hold on to these. Why? Because our forefathers did it. This is something which we have been doing for many years, which our forefathers did. So we want to hold on to that. This is the exact same argument that the people of Jahiliyyah made when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them. And they said, "Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummah wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun." That we found our forefathers doing something and we are going to follow them. So the Quran said that أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. In another place, that even if their forefathers didn't understand anything, they were not guided, they were people of ignorance, are you still going to follow them? Meaning it makes no sense. So our customs and traditions, whenever they are permissible customs and traditions, when they do not contradict the teachings of sharia, then they are fine. But the moment they contradict the teachings of sharia, then we give preference to sharia, we give preference to the teachings of the ulama, who are the inheritors of the anbiya, and then inshallah we will be safe and there will be barakah in our lives as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. SubhanAllah.